You're listening to SBS News.
Foreign ministers from Brunei, Cambodia, Indonesia, Laos, Malaysia, Myanmar, the Philippines, Singapore, Thailand, and Vietnam have met in Phnom Penh for an ASEAN summit. Also in attendance were foreign ministers from the US, China, Russia, and Australia. The tensions between Taiwan and China overshadowed the agenda, following US House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit to Taipei. United States Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the US is still committed to the One China policy, which recognizes Taiwan to be part of China. But he also told China not to manufacture a crisis after Ms. Pelosi's visit, which led Beijing to ramp up military exercises in the region.
The United States continues to have an abiding interest in peace and stability across the Taiwan Strait. We oppose any unilateral efforts to change the status quo, especially by force. We remain committed to our One China policy, guided by our commitments under the Taiwan Relations Act, the Three Communiques, and the Six Assurances. And I want to emphasize, nothing has changed about our position. And I hope very much that Beijing will not manufacture a crisis or seek a pretext to increase its aggressive military.
Mr. Blinken says stability across the Taiwan Strait is in the interest of all countries in the region.
We in countries around the world believe that escalation serves no one and could have unintended consequences that serve no one's interests, including ASEAN members and including China. We've reached out to engage our PRC counterparts in recent days at every level of government to convey this message. Maintaining cross-strait stability is in the interest of all countries, including all of our colleagues within us.
Chinese Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Hua Chunying was less optimistic about Ms. Pelosi's visit and announced China would not be meeting with Japanese diplomats at the meet. Ms. Pelosi is visiting Japan as part of her Asia tour.
China will not arrange for meetings between the Chinese and Japanese foreign ministers in Phnom Penh because Japan, together with other members of G7 and EU, issued an irresponsible statement accusing China, confounding right and wrong, emboldening the US behaviour of infringing on China's sovereignty. The Chinese people are strongly displeased with that, so we are not going ahead with the meeting between the two foreign ministers. Japan bears historical responsibility on the issue of Taiwan. They are not qualified to make irresponsible remarks on issues related to Taiwan.
The spokeswoman says China's more aggressive military drills in the Taiwan Strait could become the new normal, depending on the actions of the US.
As to whether it will become the new normal, it depends on the action of the US side and the separatist forces of Taiwan independence. If they don't stop the attempts to split China, China will not stop demonstrating the resolve and taking resolute actions to uphold its sovereignty and territorial integrity.
The other elephant in the room was the war in Ukraine. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov told his ASEAN counterparts Russia was committed to dialogue and cooperation in the region, despite its invasion of Ukraine and consequential severed ties with many Western countries.
I'm pleased to state that despite current international turbulence, the range of dialogue's mechanisms between Russia and ASEAN is expanding. The level of industry platforms is increasing, trade and economic ties are deepening.
He says despite the war in his region, Russia is looking towards the future.
It's obvious for us that in the current geopolitical situation, building bridges and uniting efforts are required instead of new lines of separations. Russia has been continuously standing for various integrating platforms and projects, harmonization of its efforts in order to promote a unifying agenda that will look into the future.
Tom Kennedy, SBS News.